We have with us Jessica Munger from Wolf Ally Move to Amend. Jessica is the Move to Amend coordinator for arts and culture. Move to Amend events usually include an arts component. Jessica, welcome to the call, and can you explain why Move to Amend goes to such length to include the arts, and maybe give some examples of the kinds of local arts components that are effective to use to add to a what might be otherwise a pretty information-heavy event or action.
Hi, yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yep,
hello, can you hear me? Great.
Yes.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the call, and thank you all for the work that you do and have been doing for so long. It's always a pleasure to engage with Wolf, and I've been very inspired by your work for a long time, so I appreciate the longstanding support for Move to Amend and the We the People Amendment. So a bit of background about myself so you know where I'm coming from on this. I'm Move to Amend's program director. I've been working with Move to Amend for about 5.5 years. So I create and manage a variety of programs and campaigns, including the Arts and Culture Caucus. I'm 28, so I've been out of college for just a little while, but my studies were in political science and dance studies. And so when I was studying these things, I wasn't totally sure how the two would come together. But I'm happy to report that they actually have merged really beautifully in the work that I get to do now. So there's always organically been a lot of creativity in the way that our Move to Amend volunteers and leaders have organized. But about 5 years ago at Move to Amend, we started to have a more explicit conversation as an organization about culture. So we were asking questions like, what is culture and what is art? And what is the role of art and culture within our work of resisting corporate rule? So some of the things that came out of that conversation really surprised me and I think have elevated our organizing a lot. So as change makers, we're not just working towards legal change or policy change, but we are inherently also working towards culture change. And law and culture have a symbiotic relationship. Most often, I think, law follows culture. And it's not often that the law is ahead of the people, right? Because it takes a mass social movement and demand to make any progressive change and any change that is good for people and planet. So the people have to be able to articulate what we want and need in order to get it. And to be able to articulate what we want, something that doesn't exist yet often, is inherently a creative process. So I could go on for days about, for example, how the introduction of modern dance in the early 20th century helped further the movement to pass the 19th Amendment. There's a lot of examples of this. In our work, we talk about dismantling things a lot, whether that's corporate power or the war machine or patriarchy or capitalism, white supremacy, what have you. But we also have to be able to build alternatives as we dismantle those things. And building alternatives requires a lot of creativity. And it takes being visionary and bold and being willing to create new things. And this also requires us to reflect on what we're seeing around us, which is another role of art. So we're striving to include arts in our organizing and activism because we believe that we need culture change in order to move towards real democracy. And we believe that artists and activists alike are cultural workers as much as anything. And to acknowledge that, I think, opens up a new world of things to think about. And when we think about what it means to be an artist, we try to talk about that very broadly. So it doesn't just mean someone who, you know, gets paid to paint or sculpt. It means anyone who builds new things and creates something out of imagination or reflects what's happening around them. So there's this way of seeing that that's very philosophical. There's also a more practical and strategic reason for including the arts in our activism and organizing. We're not going to build the world we want if all we do is engage in wonky intellectual academic conversations with the people who walk up to us at our booth. We have to be adaptable and flexible, and we have to be able to speak to people's minds and their hearts. So I think that a movement has a spirit, and that spirit has to be cultivated and invited. And our movement needs to be vibrant and joyful just as much as it needs to be strategic and well-organized. So I want to offer some examples of how we've integrated art into our work at Move to Amend. We certainly still have a lot of work to do to make this happen more organically as part of everything that we do, rather than as something that feels like it's just been added on. But I think we're getting a lot better at it. So for instance, when planning a speaking event, we're considering the spaces that we use. So is there a museum or gallery or community art space that we could be using instead of, you know, a best hall or auditorium? As part of our planning process for organizing a speaking event, we have reached out to local artists to ask someone to do an opening for the event with a poetry or song. Sometimes we'll reach out to any local tribe whose land that we're on to see if they would like to come in and do something traditional, whether that's a song or a dance or something like that. We try to find local artists to bring their artwork and hang it in whatever space we're using. We work with the or other organizations like the Backbone Campaign, who create really large, beautiful spectacle pieces, like a 12-foot tall scroll with our amendment on it, and we use that at events to draw attention and start conversations in a new way and get people interacting with what we're doing in a physical way. And we think a lot about how we can have more creative tactics in general. So we work with an organization called Beautiful Trouble. They do a lot of really creative action training. And we think about how we can make our resistance beautiful with colorful displays and songs and movement. And like others were saying earlier in this call, you know, with as much music and song as possible. When we have get-togethers as an organization, we always try to have a creative space where we make room for people to sing and dance and share poetry or skits and just sort of bring that energy into whatever we're doing to set the tone. We've also talked to touring artists or exhibitions and tried to connect with them while they're on the road. So Move to Amend was able to tour with a few bands in the past few years and table at their concerts or give a presentation at arts gallery openings or with artists who share our values. So these are just some of the ideas for incorporating creative components. You know, I think especially if I'm hearing right that you're doing things about treaties and things, it might be interesting to reach out to you know, especially local tribes and things like that. I'm sure there's a lot of art around, I know there's a lot of art around, you know, climate and environmentalism, and there's just so much richness there that, you know, would be great to invite in. I'll say just a quick note that it's important not to exploit artists as we're doing this. So if you're going to do something like invite a local singer or poet to share their work before your presentation, remember that they might want to be compensated for their work and that that's valid, and to be intentional about creating a movement that values artists, we also have to welcome them and make sure we're not using them. But that's not always the case. There's a lot of different ways to do it. So being intentional about bringing arts and cultural work into our organizing is about being visionary and creative, and it's also about being strategic. So these components have helped us increase participation and turnout in our events as well, and when we invite people to share themselves and their creativity with us, they're more likely to be invested in what we're doing and to invite their friends, often draw a younger crowd, we found, and to talk to people who might not usually show up. So I'm not sure, I've probably taken my time here, but if you have any questions or want to talk through any of this or hear more about the variety of programs we've done about the corporatization of culture and art, I love to talk about that, and you could email me at jessica@movetoamend.org. So I think I'll stop there unless there's anything else.
Wow, thank you, Jessica. That is really inspiring. We appreciate your input and ideas, and I'm sure people will be contacting you because that was absolutely inspirational.